You're glad to see me.
Well, I am. It's just that, well, you know.
After 6 months in Chicago, I can't tell you how good it is to be back in Hilldale. What have you been doing, Jeff?
Oh, same old thing. You know, you really look great, Angie. Jeannie, let's order, huh?
Yeah, how about having the same thing we used to have?
Two pineapple shakes with two scoops of strawberry ice cream.
Oh, I can't, Jeff. My diet.
Diet?
I'll have tea and toast. And no butter, please.
Tea and toast?
Malts and sundaes are for the younger kids. You don't really eat those things anymore, do you, Jeff?
Me? No. Not too much. Two teas and toast.
I really had a nice time in Chicago. I met so many interesting people. We lived right near the college.
You weren't going around with college guys, were you?
Why, Jeff, I haven't been out with high school boys since I left Hilldale.
I guess you won't want to go out with me, huh?
Well, now that's a silly thing to say. Sure, I'll go out with you.
Yeah?
You're not really much younger than the boys I went out with in Chicago.
No, I am almost 17.
You just look younger.
Would you kindly admire yourself someplace else?
I was just looking.
Well, take my word for it. There's very little to see. Jeff, it's bad enough that I have to wash the car so that I may use it tonight without you just standing there getting in the way. But what do you suppose people think if they walk by and see me washing the car and you just standing there? Well, don't you have a nasty answer for that?
I wonder what Julius Caesar looked like when he was 17.
Julius Caesar?
Yeah, George Washington.
I don't think you resemble either of them. Peter Rabbit.
You ever wonder what you look like? I mean, to other people.
Jeff, what are you talking about?
Do you remember when you were 17?
Vaguely.
How old do you think Angie is?
What are you trying to prove?
Well, let me put it this way. Now, if I was coming down the street this way, and you were coming down the street this way, and you saw me, what would you think?
What would I think?
Yeah, if you didn't know me.
Well, now, that's just being silly. How could I possibly not know you?
Well, I'm someone else.
What?
No, I mean, you see, I'm someone else. I mean, I'm someone else who looks like me. Now, what would you think?
You know what I think?
What?
I think here comes a silly-looking kid that looks exactly like my silly-looking brother. Now, help me wash the car.
I think I'll call Smitty.
Jeff, You forgot something.
No, I didn't. What do you think, huh?
Come on, tell me, what do you think? Somehow I get the feeling a soap bubble is going to come out of it.
Oh, you're a big help.
Well, you wanted my opinion. You gotta face the facts, Jeff. You look like a kid. Why fight it?
Because I'm tired of looking like a kid. I'm 16 years old.
Who isn't? Hey, I got a thought. Plastic surgery. Well, what choice you got? Hey, you can't grow a beard, not without whiskers.
Maybe I could wear glasses.
Yeah, that makes a guy look older.
We got something here.
Oh, that's no good. There's nothing wrong with your eyes.
What do you think?
Dear, did it seem to you that Jeff was awfully quiet at dinner?
Well, he might not have done much talking, but he did plenty of eating.
Well, he seemed to keep frowning. He was rubbing his forehead.
Well, with Angie back in town, he's got one more girl to worry about.
He kept squinting. He's never done that before.
Dad?
Yeah, Jeff?
Do you have any aspirin?
Aspirin?
Do you have a headache?
Well, it's probably just eye strain. You know, from all my studying.
I should think with all your studying, your grades would have been better.
Now, Alex, it's just possible that Jeff might need glasses.
You think I might need glasses?
Well, it just might be possible.
Glasses?
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of, honey.
How long has it been since you had your eyes tested at school?
Not recently. You know, now that you mention it, I've been having trouble seeing the blackboard at school lately.
Wait, that's just terrible, Jeff. You must be working under an awful strain. I'm amazed your grades are as good as they are. Alex, no wonder.
Darling, it couldn't be all that serious.
Well, gee, yeah, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Jeff, I guess it's possible you do need corrective glasses. Now, I want you to go see Dr. Allison right after school tomorrow and have your eyes examined.
Gee, Dad, do I have to?
It's for your own good.
Yeah, both say so.
You'll see, dear. If you do need glasses, a whole new world will open up to you.
Z-E-A-T-P. Is that a D?
Let me go back to the third line, Jeff.
D-V-O-O. Oh, C.
All right, Jeff.
Well?
You do have a very slight case of astigmatism in one eye.
Really, which one?
The left. But at your age, that can easily be corrected with simple eye exercises.
But I know I need glasses. I mean, I can hardly see the blackboard at school.
They must be sitting behind a post.
Well, what about my astigmatism in my eye? Can't glasses help that?
Jeff, it's a little unusual for a young man your age to want to wear glasses. But you're old enough to make that decision for yourself. If you insist, I can give you some glasses with slight correction on one side.
Oh, that's great. I mean, if you have to wear them, you have to wear them.
I don't get it.
Are you ready?
Ready and waiting.
What is all this big buildup?
Well? Aren't you gonna say anything?
You forgot the funny nose.
They look very nice. Of course, they do make you look older.
Really? What do you think, Dad?
I agree with your mother. They do make you look older. From the nose up.
Couldn't you have found something more conservative? Of course, it's all a matter of taste.
Mary, it just so happens that these frames are the latest thing.
For hanging pictures, maybe. They make your head look like a ping pong ball.
Oh, Mary.
Very funny. You should have your own show.
The important thing is, Jeff needed glasses, and he's wearing them.
Let's have a look at them.
Oh, Dad, it's not very healthy to wear other people's glasses. I mean, everybody's eyes are different.
Are you sure there's glass in these things?
Dad, Dr. Allison said that certain kinds of glasses don't have certain kinds of effects on certain people's eyes.
Well, don't keep the wind out of your eyes.
They look very nice on you, dear. Well, everybody get ready for dinner, huh?
Well, Jeff, you may not be the smartest kid in school, but you'll certainly be the funniest.
Are you sure you're part of this family? I mean, maybe they got you mixed up with another baby at the hospital. It happens, you know.
Well, anything you say, Professor.
Jeff's glasses.
How do you know?
I also know that you're keeping something from me. Don't you think I'll tell me?
I have a suspicion that Jeff doesn't really need glasses.
What did you say?
I don't think there's anything wrong with his eyes. You know, those lenses have about as much corrective power as the kitchen window.
So why is he wearing them? You know how he thought the idea.
Don't ask me why he's wearing them. Probably because you told him to.
Oh, honey, I didn't tell him to. You were the... He said he had headaches.
Wait a minute, Doc. Don't you remember Jeff was squinting and you said he probably needs glasses?
Yes, I know. And then you said, Jeff, I want you to go down tomorrow and see Dr. Allison.
What?
Hey, you know, I'm getting used to these things. Everything is clear now.
I wish I could say the same. Thanks very much.
What did Dr. Allison say?
Well, it's just about what I thought. Jeff has a very slight case of astigmatism. Now, he could have got by without glasses, but he was so insistent that Allison prescribed some harmless lenses.
Alex, I just don't understand.
Well, Allison compared them to sugar pills, the type that any doctor would give to a patient who demanded some imagined cure.
Well, I must say, I haven't the vaguest idea what this is all about.
Well, whatever it is, we're bound to find out sooner or later.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
I hope I'm not late for breakfast.
No, it'll be ready in a few minutes.
Yes, where are you going, all dressed up to a formal?
That's very humorous.
Alex, do you think those glasses have gone to Jeff's head?
Here we go again.
Bye, Mother. Bye, Dad.
Bye, honey.
Well, I'm leaving.
Just a minute, dear.
You forgot your lunch.
Oh, thank you.
You look very nice. Have a nice day, honey.
Mother, you don't have to kiss me every time I go out the front door. I mean, it's not like I'm a little boy.
Alex, it's those glasses.
Ever since he first put them on, he's been... Do you know what he just said to me?
What?
He said, Mom, you don't have to kiss me every time I go out the front door. I am not a little boy.
Oh, honey, that's not so serious. After all, there's nothing unnatural for a boy to reach the stage where he doesn't want to kiss his mother every time he goes out the front door. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, dear. Alex!
What?
You are not a little boy.
Angie?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what'd you do to your hair? Your clothes are different.
Too much trouble.
Hey, you're not gonna eat that thing, are you?
Sure, come on, have one.
Oh, gee, I thought you'd given up all that stuff. That kid stuff.
Oh, it was an act. Just a big phony act that I brought back from the city. You know who made me see it? You did, Jeff.
Me?
Well, looking at you always in a suit and wearing those glasses, it hit me this morning while you were doing it. You were holding up a mirror so that I could see myself and how silly I was.
Gee, Angie, you know...
You showed me how really grown up you are, Jeff. How childish I was being. I mean, you didn't come right out and say, Angie, you're acting like a little kid. You showed me how silly it looks when someone else pretends to be grown up. Okay, we got your point across. You can take off those glasses and relax now.
You know, I was beginning to get a little worried there. I didn't know whether you'd get it or not.
You know something, Jeff? You're much more of a man than any college fellow I ever knew in Chicago.
Oh, thank you, Angie. Boy, you were lucky with Angie. Now what are you going to tell your folks?
Well, you know, Smitty, it's not like I committed a crime or anything like that.
Well, I guess you didn't break any laws. But now what are you going to do? You're stuck with these things.
Yeah, I know.
Hell, what are you going to tell your mother and father?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to tell them the truth. I mean, I can't go through my whole life with those things.
Yeah. Probably someday you'll get married and have kids. Well, it wouldn't be fair to them. Being brought into the world... And growing up thinking their father needed glasses when he didn't? What'll happen when they find out?
Smitty, I'm not worried about what my kids will think of me. If they don't like them, that's just too bad. Right now, I got my own little problem.
Well, I was just looking ahead. You gotta look ahead, you know.
Just turned back to a pumpkin, and it isn't even midnight.
Mom, Dad.
Yes, dear.
Where's Dad?
Dad's right here. What's going on?
Well. You know, sometimes I do some pretty goofy things.
I'll buy that.
Guess you've noticed kind of a change in me this last week.
We sensed a few slight differences, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was all a big act. Real stupid. And the glasses and the clothes and everything. Figured you deserved an explanation. You see, sometimes a guy gets carried away when he's trying to act like something he's not. Well, it was because of the way I looked, you know, like a kid. And when someone says something about how young you look, well, it's pretty rough. So, that's why I talked you into the glasses and started dressing differently and everything.
Well, it's understandable, I guess.
That's the reason I called y'all in here. Tell you, it was just a big fake. What you're seeing now is the real me. Same old slob.
Well, that's too bad. I was just getting used to you being unslobbed.
It's nice to have the old Jeff back.
We can forgive the little masquerade, Jeff, but these must have involved a certain expense. Any thoughts on the matter?
Well, I thought maybe I'd paint the garage for you.
It's a deal. If there's no further business, I suggest this meeting be adjourned.
Oh, Mom, even those are fake. I mean, they do nothing.
Oh, but they do. They're very strong. Right now, you look... much bigger, much older, and much, much wiser.
Can't you see it, dear?
faintly.
You know what he looks like to me? He looks like a tall cherub in an unmade bed.
Now what?
No, nothing. I'm just putting these glasses away along with a few other little keepsakes. I guess I'm just sentimental, huh?
You've got enough junk in there to start a museum.
Well, I try to keep something to mark all the phases my family goes through.
You mean all the phases the children have gone through?
Oh, no, honey, not just the children. You're in here, too.
Oh, come on now. By the time I met you, I'd long since outgrown phases.
Want a bet?
Now, look, when I met you, I was a grown man. I wasn't putting on funny glasses to try to make myself different. I was a sensible, mature adult.
Remember this? You used to wear that around your neck when you took me riding in that convertible. You know, flying in the breeze.
I don't remember a thing about it.
That was your dashing period. Oh. This was your sophisticated period. It had something to do with the Prince of Wales.
Where did you get all this stuff?
Oh, and then there's this little item.
Oh, now, just a minute.
I think this was during your man of science period.
I never wore a phony beard in my life.
I know, honey, but you grew one, and I couldn't save it, so I have this instead.
All right, then, if I was so ridiculous, just why did you stay with me?
No problem. I was always just a little bit ahead of you.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.